Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Nedarim, Daf Pei Vav, the 11th parak of Eilu Nedarim. So the three tops we're going to focus on are one. The Gemara had said that a woman can make a neder to forbid her hands to her husband for after her divorce. Her hands, although obligated to her husband, are in existence, and such a neder can be set to take effect in the future. Rabbi Yehuda substantiates this by comparing it with one who says, Sada zo shani morchecha, this field which I'm selling to you will become hektish when I buy it back, which is effective. Rabbi Yirmi objected that is not analogous, since the field is currently fully in his possession to be makdish now, and it's rather like a case where he said about a sold field that it should be hektish when he repurchases it, which is not effective. To this, Rabbi Papa protested that the field is completely out of his possession, whereas the woman's hands are in her possession, albeit obligated to her husband. Rather, it's like a pledged field where the lender may take its fruits, where the borrower declares it should be hektish and then he redeems it, which is effective. This comparison and the next is also rejected because it's within the power of the borrower to redeem it as opposed to the woman who could not divorce herself. Point number two, Rav Ashi finally answers that a konum is able to take effect on her hands even while they are obligated to her husband. Konum, which cannot become permitted through redemption, is similar to a hektish of Kedusha's aguf, physical sanctity about which Rava taught, hektish, chametz, v'shichur, mafkin midei shibur. Hektish, chametz, and freeing a slave release property from a lien. For example, if one designated his ox to be collected for a loan and subsequently declared it as a carbon, the hektish removes the lien from the ox and the loan must be collected from elsewhere. The Gemara asks that if it is so that a neder should take effect immediately, why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri advise revoking the neder, for perhaps he will divorce her? The neder should immediately remove the husband's right to his wife's hands. The Gemara says that the mission should be read, Va'od Shema Yigarshena, and furthermore, perhaps he will divorce her. The one explains that this addresses the possibility that the rabbi strengthened the husband's right beyond the law and disabled the konum from releasing his rights. Even if so, she might be divorced and the neder will take effect then, since fundamentally, it could have taken effect now. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Nadra ishto v'sabr shenadra bito. If his wife vowed, and he thought that his daughter vowed, or the reverse, Nadra benazr v'sabr shenadra b'karbon, or she vowed nazirus, and he thought she prohibited something like a carbon, or the reverse, Nadra meta'eni v'sabr shenadra mina anavim, or she vowed from figs, and he thought she vowed from grapes, or the reverse, Har ziyakzer v'yafer, his hafara is invalid, and he must revoke it again. A hafara made under incorrect information, either about who made the neder or what the neder was about, is not valid. The Gemara on the following daf will discuss the parameters of this halacha. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara had said that a woman can make a neder to forbid her hands to her husband for after her divorce. Her hands, although obligated to her husband, are in existence, and such a neder can be set to take effect in the future. Rabbi Yehuda substantiates this by comparing it with one who says, Sada zo shani morchecha, l'kasha akachena mimcha t'kadesh, this field which I'm selling to you will become hektish when I buy it back, which is effective. Rabbi Yirmi objected that it is not analogous, since the field is currently fully in his possession to be makdish now, and it's rather like a case where he said about a sold field that it should be hektish when he repurchases it, which is not effective. To this, Rabbi Papa protested that the field is completely out of his possession, whereas the woman's hands are in her possession, albeit obligated to her husband. Rather, it's like a pledged field where the lender may take its fruits, where the borrower declares it should be hektish and then he redeems it, which is effective. This comparison and the next is also rejected because it's within the power of the borrower to redeem it as opposed to the woman who could not divorce herself. Point number two, Rav Ashi finally answers that a konum is able to take effect on her hands even while they are obligated to her husband. Konum, which cannot become permitted through redemption, is similar to a hektish of Kedusha's aguf, physical sanctity about which Rava taught, hektish, chametz, v'shichur, mafkin midei shibur. Hektish, chametz, and freeing a slave release property from a lien. For example, if one designated his ox to be collected for a loan and subsequently declared it as a carbon, the hektish removes the lien from the ox and the loan must be collected from elsewhere. The Gemara asks that if it is so that a neder should take effect immediately, why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri advise revoking the neder, for perhaps he will divorce her? The neder should immediately remove the husband's right to his wife's hands. The Gemara says that the mission should be read, Va'od Shema Yigarshena, and furthermore, perhaps he will divorce her. The one explains that this addresses the possibility that the rabbi strengthened the husband's right beyond the law and disabled the konum from releasing his rights. Even if so, she might be divorced and the neder will take effect then, since fundamentally, it could have taken effect now. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Nadra ishto v'sabr shenadra bito. If his wife vowed, and he thought that his daughter vowed, or the reverse, Nadra benazr v'sabr shenadra b'karbon, or she vowed nazirus, and he thought she prohibited something like a carbon, or the reverse, Nadra meta'eni v'sabr shenadra mina anavim, or she vowed from figs, and he thought she vowed from grapes, or the reverse, Har ziyakser v'yafer, his hafara is invalid, and he must revoke it again. A hafara made under incorrect information, either about who made the neder or what the neder was about, is not valid. The Gemara on the following daf will discuss the parameters of this halacha. All right, so now we got our siman daf pei vav, and our standard siman is polis. Polis. So here goes. The husband who watched the nadarim polis put handcuffs on the hands of his wife, who forbid them to him after he was makdish, his pledged field, and then redeemed it, got so confused when she broke out from the cuff, saying that a konim is like hektish, and it's mafkiya the shibud, that he mixed up his wife's neder on grapes for his daughter's neder on figs. Once again, slow motion. The husband who watched the nadarim police, that must have been learned off. Pave up, police. The husband who watched the nadarim police put handcuffs on the hands of his wife, who forbid them to him after he was makdish, his pledged field, and then redeemed it, which reminds us. The Gemara said that a woman can make a neder to forbid her hands to her husband for after her divorce. Her hands, although obligated to her husband, are in existence, and such a neder can be set to take effect in the future. The Gemara attempts to compare this case to a pledged field, where the lender may take its fruits, where the borrower declares it should be hektish, and then he redeems it, which is effective. This comparison is rejected because it's within the power of the borrower to redeem it, as opposed to the woman who cannot divorce herself. So the husband who watched the nadarim police put handcuffs on the hands of his wife, who forbid them to him after he was makdish, his pledged field, and then redeemed it, got so confused when she broke out from the cuff, saying that a konim is like hektish and is mafkia the shibud, which reminds us. Rav Ashi finally answers that a konim is able to take effect on her hands even while they are obligated to her husband. Konim, which cannot become permitted through redemption, is similar to a hektish of Kedushas HaGuf, physical sanctity about which Rava taught, hektish, chametz, v'shichrur, mafkin midei shibud. Hektish, chametz, and freeing a slave release property from a lien. For example, if one designated his ox to be collected for a loan and subsequently declared it a carbon, the hektish removes the lien from the ox and the loan must be collected from elsewhere. So the husband who watched the nadarim police put handcuffs on the hands of his wife, who forbid them to him after he was makdish his pledged field, and then redeemed it, got so confused when she broke out from the cuff, saying that a konim is like hektish and is mafkia the shibud, that he mixed up his wife's neder on grapes for his daughter's neder on figs. Which reminds us, the next mishnah states, Nadri ishtva savrisha nadri bito, of his wife vowed, and he thought that his daughter vowed, or the reverse, or she vowed from figs, and he thought she vowed from grapes, or the reverse. Har ziyakser v'yafer, his hafar is invalid, and he must revoke it again, since the hafar was made under incorrect information, either about who made the neder or what the neder was about. So once again, the husband who watched the nadarim police put handcuffs on the hands of his wife, who forbid them to him after he was makdish, his pledged field, and then redeemed it, got so confused when she broke out from the cuff, saying that a konim is like hektish and is mafkia the shibud, that he mixed up his wife's neder on grapes for his daughter's neder on figs. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazar. Daf pei beis. So the siman daf pei beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, that must be more daf pei beis. The man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, because he revoked his portion, which reminds us, Rava inquired of Rav Nachman, according to the Rabban, is a netter to abstain from relations, considered inui nefesh or only dvar mishabeinu levina. He answered that this can result from a mishnah which states, Nutula animina yehudim, if she vowed, I am removed from Jews, meaning prohibited in relations with all Jews, Yafrechelko mishamashto, he may revoke his portion, meaning as it pertains to him, and she may have relations with him, with the heinatulah, meaning Yehudim, but she will remain removed from all other Jews. This proves that a neder of relations is only dvarim shebeinu levina. The Gemara deflects this proof by saying that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So, the man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, because he revoked his portion, and then revoked her neder of the peanut farmer's benefit, is konim upon me, which reminds us. Shmuel taught in the name of Levi, Kol nedarim bal mefer liishto chutz min hanasi alponi she'eno mefer. All nedarim of inui nefesh, a husband can revoke, except benefit from me is konim upon me, which he cannot revoke, because it does not afflict her. Aval hanas poni alai mefer, but a neder of poni's benefit is a konim upon me, he can revoke because this may afflict her, although it's only about a single person. So, the man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, because he revoked his portion, and then revoked her netter of the peanut farmer's benefit is conum upon me, was at his wit's end when she vowed from 2 loaves of sandwich bread, where one was made of fine flour and the other one from coarse flour, which reminds us of Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, if she vowed from 2 loaves, one by which she's afflicted, meaning it's of fine flour, and one by which she's not afflicted, because it's of coarse flour, because he can revoke the afflictive element of the netter, he can also revoke the non-afflictive element, and both loaves are permitted. Rabasi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that he may only revoke the afflictive element. Daf Pei Gimel. So the symbol for Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The husband was made for completely the naziris of his wife, the pogo stick champion, pogo stick. That must be on Daf Pei Gimel. The husband was made for completely the naziris of his wife, the pogo stick champion, so that she could drink her power grape drink with grape seeds and skins. Which reminds us, Rav Yosef explained, a naziris or chassain. There's no halfway naziris. The Rosh explains that a wife's original netter of naziris is a single netter encompassing all the prohibitions of naziris. So the husband's hafar, a part of the naziris, avoids the entire nether. In contrast, the nether from 2 loaves is essentially 2 separate nadarim, so the husband's hafar of one does not dictate the voiding of the other. So the husband was made for completely the naziris of his wife, the pogo stick champion, so that she can drink her power grape drink with grape seeds and skins. Watch her jump over the sad nazir bemoaning that nobody would bury him because he doesn't bury others, which reminds us, a nazir refraining from tumah does indeed cause discomfort, so the husband can revoke a wife's neder. As Rimer taught, what's the meaning of the pasuk v'hacha yiten alibo, and the living shall take at the heart? One who eulogizes others will be eulogized, one who cries over others will be cried over, and one who buries others will be buried. Refraining from these activities will deprive her of these benefits. So the husband was made for completely the naziris of his wife, the pogo stick champion, so that she could drink her power grape drink with grape seeds and skins. Watch her jump over the sad nazir bemoaning that nobody would bury him because he doesn't bury others, and he proudly waited at the finish line with some leket for her to take because he could not be made for a neder of konum sha'aninenen lebrius, which reminds us, the next mission teaches, konum sha'aninenen lebrius eni yachlo hafer. If she said, konum by benefiting from people, he could not revoke it, and she can benefit from leket shechem peya because they're onerous. Daf Pei Dalet. So the simmer Daf Pei Dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. The woman who vowed, I am removed from all Jews, which included her husband, whom she put in a spaceship on a launch pad, that must be Daf Pei Dalet. The woman who vowed, I am removed from all Jews, which included her husband, whom she put in a spaceship on a launch pad, which reminds us, Rabbi challenged Rav Nach, who said that a husband is not included in a netter from people, from a Mishnah. A woman who vowed, Natul ani mina Yehudim, I am removed from Jews, the husband can revoke what pertains to him, and she may have relations with him, but she remains prohibited in relations to all the Jews, even after divorce. The Gemara answers that although the husband is generally not included in a netter from people, here he is included in the netter from relations, since we presume that she intends to prohibit someone who is permitted. So the woman who vowed, I'm removed from all Jews, which included her husband, whom she put in a spaceship on a launch pad, went off to collect some maaser aniba, the granary, which reminds us, our Mishnah allows one who is prohibited in benefits from all people to receive lechet shechem peah because they are onerous. The Gemara notes, velo ketani maaser ani, that our Mishnah does not seem to allow her to receive maaser ani, and this contradicts a braisa which allows it. Rava answers that our Mishnah is discussing maaser ani, which is distributed in the house, which the Torah describes with nesina, giving, indicating that the owner determines to whom he gives it, so therefore she may not receive such maaser ani. The braisa is discussing maaser ani distributed at the granary, which the Torah says, v'hanachta b'sha'arecha, and you shall set it down within your cities, indicating that anyone may take it without the owner's consent, so she may receive it. So the woman who vowed, I'm removed from all Jews, which included her husband, whom she put in a spaceship on a launch pad, went off to collect some maaser ani by the granary, where she saw one man designate maaser ani of the Mai, which reminds us, Rav Yosef presented a machlokas tanaim. Rav Yezer says, "Ein adam sarech likros shem al maaser ani shel demai," that one does not need to designate maaser ani of demai, and the Chachamim say he must designate it. Daf pehe. So the simur daf pehe is a dentist because it relates to a mouth. So here goes. When the dentist, that must be more in daf pehe, mouth, dentist. When the dentist forbade benefit to all Kohanim, so they wouldn't become his patients, didn't realize he'd given up his tobos hana'ah of his truma, as it was rendered like dust, which reminds us. The Mishnah says when one prohibits Kohanim or Levim, they may take his truma and maaser. This indicates that tobos hana'ah in a moment, the benefit of pleasure is not in equity, meaning the fact that he can choose whom to give the trumas and maasers to and accept payment to do so is not considered a monetary ownership of the truma and maaser. Therefore, the Kohanim and Levim are not receiving something of his. Rava says that our Mishnah holds that Tovus Hanah is a monetary ownership, which explains a later case in the Mishnah. The reason for this case is that since Truma is only fit for Kohanim, then by attempting to prohibit it to all Kohanim, Shavya Afra Ba'alma, he has rendered it mere dust to himself. Since it's impossible for him to give it to any Kohen, he has forfeited those monetary rights and rendered it like Hefker. So, when the dentist forbade benefit to all Kohanim, so they wouldn't become his patients, didn't realize he had given up his Tovus Hanah, his Truma, as it was rendered like dust, his wife, who worked as his hygienist, got upset and declared, Konam, I will not work for your mouth. Which reminds us, if a wife says to her husband, She'eni osa al picha, Konam, then I will not work for your mouth, the Tana Kama says, no hafar is necessary, because since she's obligated to work for him, the netter is ineffective. Rabbi Akiva says, Yafir shem tadif olav yosim in aruilo, he should revoke it, for perhaps she'll produce more than his due, and the excess, which belongs to her, would become forbidden to him. The Tanakhama holds that even the excess belongs to him and remains permitted. Rav Yochum ben Nuri says, Yafir shema yigarshen eti hasur lav, he should revoke it, for perhaps he'll divorce her and then she'll become forbidden to him. So, when the dentist forbade benefit to all Kohanim, so they wouldn't become his patients, didn't realize he had given up his Tovus Hanah of his Truma, as it was rendered like dust, his wife, who worked as his hygienist, got upset and declared, Konam, I will not work for your mouth, and my hand should be consecrated to their maker. Which reminds us, Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua explained our mission as a case, where a wife says, Yikadshu yadai lo'oseh, and my hand should be consecrated to their maker, or in our case, Konam, the Yadayim ha'isna hu ba'olam, because her hands exist in the world and are subject to hektish. The Gemara clarifies that since her hands are obligated to her husband, she must have added, when I become divorced. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn? A nazir refraining from tumah does indeed cause discomfort, since it's one who buries who will be buried. That's on daf. Pei Gimel. Good number two. Which stuff do we learn? If a wife vowed netula ani min Yehudim, I am removed from Jews, meaning prohibited in relations with all Jews, her husband may revoke his portion and is permitted to her. That's on daf. Pei Beis. Good number three. Which stuff do we learn? Uncleanliness of clothing leads to insanity. That's on daf. Hey. Good number four, which stuff do we learn that when one forbids all Kohanim and Levim, he forfeits his Tovus Hanah since he renders the Trumas and Maestros like mere dust? That's on daf. Hey. Good number five, which stuff do we compare a wife forbidding her hands to her husband to one who is Makdish, his pledged field, and then redeems it? That's on daf. Hey, Vav. Good number six, which stuff were five reasons given as to why Talmud Chachamim often do not have sons who wrote Talmud Chachamim? That's on daf. Payoff. Good number seven. Which stuff do we have a case where a wife vowed from two loaves, one by which she's afflicted, meaning one of fine flour, and one by which she's not afflicted, meaning one of coarse flour? That's on daf. Paybase. Good number eight. Which stuff do we have? Hektish, Chametz, and Shichur are Mafkia, Ashibud? That's on daf. Peivav. Good number nine. Which stuff we have a case where a wife says, my hand should be consecrated to their maker? That's on daf. Pehe. Good. And number 10. Which stuff they learn a hafara made based on incorrect information is invalid? That's on daf. Peivav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.